This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. This is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice. I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, like myself, nearly 6 years in therapy, and also validate the victims, survivors, and the thrivers of said disorder, said toxic traits, and things of that nature. So, today's episode is going to be about how do narcissists feel when they see you with someone else? They see you happy with someone else. If they see you moving on with someone else, even if they have broken up with you, even if they have discarded you, even if they are responsible for discarding you or breaking up with you, or they are the responsible party for ending said relationship in the first place, how do they feel about, you know, seeing you happy with someone else? So this can go a few different ways, y'all. This can actually go a few different ways. So if they see you happy with someone else, this doesn't have to be actually in person, like across the street or something like that. Like they see you skipping, they see you holding it. It doesn't have to be them seeing you holding hands with somebody across the street and skipping happily and whistling like, we're so happy, we're so happy. It doesn't have to be that way, y'all. Could it happen that way? Yeah. But I'm just saying it doesn't necessarily have to be that way for them to see you happy. They can see you happy online. They can hear about your happiness through some mutual friends. They can, you know, whatever way they find out. Yeah, you know, like I said, it could go a couple of different ways. First of all, narcissistic people, a lot of them think that they are the best you're ever going to get. They think that they are the best you're absolutely ever going to get, and they don't believe that you can be happy with someone else. Like, they actually believe that everything else is downhill for you after this relationship ended. Some of them might actually pity you once the relationship ends. Once y'all break up, once y'all do this, once y'all do that, some of them might actually pity you. Some of them might actually feel sorry for you that you don't get to be with me anymore. You see what I'm saying? That's the weird way that some narcissistic people mind works, y'all. They actually pity you. They think you're lying to yourself, and they think you're lying to the world about being happy with someone else. A lot of them truly think that way, y'all. This is not me. Y'all, seriously. Some of them think that they are the best that you're ever going to get, and they think you are lying to yourself, to the world, to everyone else when they see you happy with somebody else. Like, oh, that's fake. That's so fake. Like, I was the best you're ever going to get. So there's no way in hell that you are happy right now. There's just no way. There's no way in hell that you are absolutely happy right now, because I was the best that you're ever going to get. So there's no way that you're happy. They think it's a front. They feel like you're faking it. And yeah, are you faking it? Probably not. But sometimes you might be faking it, y'all. Sometimes y'all hop into new relationships. You start posting fake happy pictures to try to get back at your ex, to make it seem like your ex, to make it feel like your ex is missing out on something like that. Some people will do that, you know. It doesn't make you a narcissist for doing that. I'm just saying, hurt people might react that way. So you start to do things of that nature. You know what I mean? That's how the mindset of a lot of narcissistic people works right there, y'all. You are just faking it. You are faking the funk. There is no way on God's green earth that you can be happy with somebody else, because I'm the best you're going to get. So stop faking it for the world. They feel like that way. And yes, it could be a coping mechanism in a narcissist's brain to deal with the shame, because you might actually be doing better than the narcissistic person is doing. The person that the narcissist ended up with when they left you, that relationship might be over. You see what I'm saying? That relationship might actually be over, and they might have got cheated on. That relationship is broken up with. So they see you happy, and to deal with the shame and embarrassment of them being by themselves now, they cope by just saying you are being disingenuous with your happiness. Your happiness is fake. Your happiness is false. So yeah, a lot of them are absolutely coping with that, and coping by faking, you know, by pretending that you can't be happy with someone else. Like, I'm the best you're going to get. There's no way you're happy with somebody else. So that's one way it could go, y'all. Another way it could go is that narcissistic person ignores you. If they see you happy with somebody else, they might ignore you. If this happens in public, you know what I mean? They see you happy, they could ignore you. They could become jealous. They could become enraged or whatever, y'all. They could, like, some of them are not over you, y'all. Let's be realistic. Some narcissistic people are not over you. They might be cheating on you. They might have moved on to someone else. But if they see you happy with someone else, or they see you moved on with someone else, they could react negatively. They could become stalkerish. Even, y'all, even if they are with someone else, they could start behaving stalker. They could become obsessive with you. They could become dangerous towards you. They could try to fight you in public or something like that. And I've been, so this is part, so I've actually been privy to this before right here. This has happened before in real life to me. It was at a club or something like that, at a party. And this dude had broken up with his girlfriend, right? And this is before I knew anything about narcissism, but this just came back to me just now, y'all. So this is me freshly telling you this story. This dude had broken up with his girlfriend, left his girlfriend for someone else, right? Bought his new girlfriend, the new supply, to this party and saw his ex there and was like literally just dancing in front of his ex, trying to make his ex jealous, trying to make his ex just say something to him. But he was still, you can just tell that he was still just intentionally trying to hurt her feelings. Like, look, I moved, no, I'm doing better than you. So this girl was friends with my friends. And they just like, hey, Lee, can you come up here and just hang with her for a little bit? Just dance with her for a little bit. Just hang with her for a little while. Her ex-boyfriend is over here trying to make her jealous and doing this stuff like this. And we need somebody to you know, repay the plan. So I was like, okay, I'm down. You know, I like, don't judge me. I like vengeance. I like helping people get vengeance. You want to hurt her feelings for no reason. She's just chilling. You brought your ex here, your new girlfriend here. Y'all just dancing in front of her face. So me, I'm hanging with the girl, talking to her, whatever. This dude is staring us down. He's dancing with his new girlfriend, right near us, me talking to her. He takes his drink and throws it in his ex-girlfriend's face for dance with me. So I'm like, I'm just telling you, they might not be over you. So if they see you with somebody else, they can react negatively. Of course, when he threw that drink in the girl's face. Of course, I had a little rough. Of course, I shoved him away, and me and him was about to fight. And I didn't know the dude's name. They just told me the story. They're like, his girlfriend, like, he's here with his new girlfriend. You can tell she was sad. The girl was sad. You know, here's my narcissistic hero complex kicking in, right? So I go over there to console the woman or whatever, playing hero. He throws a drink in her face because he sees her talking to me. He thinks she's with me. He thinks she's moved on, so he can't handle it. The jealousy bubbled over. He threw a drink in her face. And his girlfriend is sitting there like, what are you doing? What is going on? What are you doing? It's like, she talking trash to me. She did this. She did like, she ain't did nothing. You came up here and threw a drink in her face. So just because a narcissistic person or a toxic person moves on, they might not be over you. That's a real life example of that. My friend, we was at the castle party in North Carolina, in Jamestown. There's a Castle McCullough. There's a castle party. That's where we was at. You can ask my friend, Jessica Hearn. She can corroborate this story. That's exactly how it happened, in the middle of the floor. I was like, what? He came and threw a drink in his ex-girlfriend's face because he saw her with me. That narcissistic person in your life might not be over you. So if they see you with somebody else, they think that you are with someone else, they see a picture of you online with someone else, they could react negatively. They can become very, very angry and upset with you and react negatively. Even if their new person is around, even if the new person is with them in that moment, they don't care. They want their reaction subtle. You mean they want to feel justified, and because their feelings are hurt. You mean they're not over you, and they don't expect you to be over them. You see what I'm saying? That's how the mind works. A lot of these narcissistic people, y'all. Not all narcissists are going to react the same way. Like I said, some of them, if he was a different type of narcissistic person, I'm not saying he's a narcissist. I'm just saying narcissistic, toxic. A toxic man would do that, y'all. Cheat on her, leave her for somebody else, and then come throw a drink in her face for moving on. You see what I'm saying? Not all of them would do that. Some people in that situation would just ignore it and just think that you are pretending, because she was pretending. I didn't know the girl. she was literally pretending. And instead of just taking it for what it was, he became angry, upset, and threw a drink in his ex-girlfriend's face that he cheated on and left for someone else. And his new girlfriend was right there with him, confused. Of course, they're probably still together to this day, you know, because he probably talked to her, probably talked to his new girlfriend, just like, she said this and she said that. She did this to me. She didn't lie. And the new supply right there is being silly. But that's how the world goes, y'all. That's how it works out. That's literally how it goes. So they could react. Like I said, they could think that you are faking. They could think that you are faking it out, just trying to be happy with somebody else. And and that's the way that they could be coping with their own inner insecurities, their own inner shame. Or they could have a visceral reaction to you. They could react. They could become extremely jealous, become obsessive in things like that. They see you happy online. They might, if they see you in a relationship or happy online with somebody else, they could very well start to reach out to you. You see what I'm saying? Start to pop up at your house, pop up at your job. You know, if y'all have kids together, start using the kids, asking the kids questions. They'll start probing your children for, they'll start probing your children for information about this person. You see what I'm saying? It happens all the time, y'all. You have to, if you're dealing with a narcissistic person, you have to understand that this is how it goes. Toxic people are going to do this type of stuff to you all the time, y'all. So you have to be prepared for it. But don't let how they, like, of course, protect your peace and protect your sanity and protect your safety. But don't let how that narcissistic person, don't let the thought of how they're going to, don't let the thought of how they're going to react to you cause you stress. Don't let that keep you from doing, keep you from living the life that you want to live. Don't let that keep you from doing what you want to do. Because if you do, you are right where they want you to be. Lonely and single and just, you know what I mean? But anyway, y'all, thank y'all for tuning in to another episode. I'm going to cut this one short, y'all. Sorry, I'm knocking stuff around. If you haven't already, the Self-Love Journal, I Love Me, a Self-Love Journal, is available on Amazon right now. Search Lee Hammack Self-Love. It is doing very well on Amazon. I'm super thankful for y'all. If you already got the journal, give me a little 5-star rating, y'all. Please, 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 please. I won't react negatively to you. Thank you so much, y'all. Like and subscribe for more. Mental Illness is out. Peace.